Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Zimmerman with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by our guest as we discuss digital release of information. Before we begin, I want to introduce our speaker. We've got Kevin Heidenfelter, Senior Vice President, Sales and Client Success at Sciox Health. Kevin, thanks for taking the time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
To open up here, I'm wondering if you can sort of tell folks out there, tell our listeners, you know, just what is digital release of information and how is it being used today?
Yeah, absolutely. So release of information today, in most cases, is an old antiquated process that's handled manually by people and leveraging virtually little to no technology or very old technology such as fax machines. So today, a request will come in via mail, fax, patient dropping off a form, and the staff will then have to go into the medical record software, pull that medical information out, and then mail or deliver electronically. It's a very tedious process. And where we're trying to take the industry is into this world of digital release of information, where we're going to be able to automate use cases, reducing error, driving compliance, but most importantly, delighting the patients and the providers through the process.
Makes a lot of sense and seems totally needed for healthcare today. So can you talk more about the future then? You know, what's the future of release of information industry? And how do you believe this industry needs to evolve to sort of meet the needs of providers and patients?
There's a lot of challenges out there in the healthcare industry. I mean, we're all dealing with the pandemic today and the impact to patient satisfaction and patient care that pandemic has really caused and created. You also have a lot of different regulations that continue to occur and evolve. The most recent was the Cures Act. And the ability to deliver electronic information or medical record information electronically, fast and compliant to the patient or to the person requesting on the behalf of the patient is critical. And leveraging technology to automate is going to drive a reduction of risk of human error. Where we're taking this industry is we have API connections or application connections that are already built between the largest EMRs, Epic and Cerner, that sit on their application marketplaces today that allow us to digitally fulfill a request for specific use cases, whether they're Medicare risk adjustment audits, patient record releases, and then we have other use cases that are going to be coming online in the next 12 months that will allow the request to come in digitally, so electronically into our software. It will then make the call and the ask into the EMR. It will validate it has the right information. It'll run it through an automated QC process and deliver it digitally, electronically, where it needs to go. And what this is going to do is it's going to reduce the time it takes for those tasks to be handled or completed, and it's going to reduce the human error, and it's also going to reduce the amount of access to the electronic health record of our providers by outside or vendor staff. So there's a significant amount of benefit to our clients who are participating in this digital release of information.
Thank you, Kevin. And you sort of opened up that answer by talking about the effects of the pandemic here. And so can you talk mm-hmm. more about those effects on patients and providers, and especially with regards to the digital transformation that you mentioned that's really daunting for providers right now? So can you just dig in a little bit more there?
Yeah, sure. So when the pandemic happened, we all remember those scary moments watching the videos coming from Italy and around Europe where things were being shut down and quarantines were taking place. And then it hit the States. So we had clients shut down departments, so their health information management department, and either have to move all the staff remote or eliminate the access of the patient to come into those departments to request their information. And we quickly mobilized a digital intake tool that allows the patient to request their medical record from anywhere and on any type of device. So laptop, mobile devices, and it feeds directly into our software. So our staff, which the majority went home and had to work from home, so taking that challenge and going remote, our staff was then able to access the information and pull it into our software. Now, when you take the API, that request comes in digitally, it connects to that application, makes that call into the EMR, pulls that information over and delivers it electronically and never has to be touched by a staff member. And what this has done is it's driven our patient satisfaction scores on surveys up to 97% satisfied for those who use that digital intake. In the future, use case on the fulfillment side is going to take the turnaround time, so the time it takes from the time you request your medical record to the time you receive it, from an average of 2.5 days to an average of 3 or 4 hours. So the patient's going to be able to get that much faster. And talking to a lot of our providers and the CFOs, their number one concern has been patient satisfaction. You've had a lot of elective surgeries, a lot of procedures being canceled. Patients are disgruntled because they can't get care in the time they want to get the care. And where we sit in the release of information world, oftentimes we're the last touch to that provider. So they're requesting their medical record either for continuity of care, they're looking for a second opinion, or they just want the information. And we want to make sure we're delighting that patient because they're ultimately our client's consumers. And so we make sure that we're keeping top of mind, how do we keep them safe? And then most importantly, how do we make them happy?
And I imagine that, I mean, those patient satisfaction scores you shared are impressive. And I imagine just that alone bolsters your provider partners and pleases them quite a lot. But I'm wondering, and of course you've already touched on this, but can we dig even deeper here on how digital release of information really, really affects providers? What is the impact of this technology?
So when I talk providers, there's a couple ways I'll approach it. I'll approach it from provider at the health system level, and then I'll talk about the providers from the physician level. At the health system level, you have a lot of competing initiatives. You have IT initiatives around EMR adoption of patient portals, documentation requirements. You have regulations that are impacting their world every day, whether it's transparency on pricing, whether it's the Cures Act, a ton of different moving parts, as well as just trying to keep their doors open during the pandemic and the loss of revenue. And then where we impact them on the digital release of information is we align with the organizations on their IT strategy. So if you just take the patient portal desire to drive adoption, we partner with our providers to make them understand or help them understand that it is not a replacement of the patient portal and their EMR. It's just another avenue for the patient to make a request. So for those patients who are not going to adopt use of the patient portal, they have another tool. We're aligned from a safety perspective. We're able to do much more remote and off-site, which aligns with their real estate goals, as well as keeping their hospital staff safe and our staff safe. So a lot of things take place there. From an IT standpoint, we're able to reduce the amount of licenses needed to access their EMR. So that's a cost savings for our customers. We're significantly higher compliance rating. So when you look at an accuracy score, we're at 99.997% accurate, and we process 50 million requests a year. So that's a significant number of 50 million, but then that small amount of error. And those errors are human errors. And so digital release of information will continue to improve that till we reach our desired state of 100% accurate. You have legal requirements and security risks around authentication of who's requesting the information and was it delivered and was it delivered on time. And digital release of information accomplishes that. When you look at the provider segment or the physicians, you know, we're approaching a time of the year, which happens every year. Peak seasons are the spring and then the end of the year, where they receive a significant number of Medicare risk adjustment audits. That leads to increased cost, time, effort of their staff, their vendor staff, or SIOC's staff to fulfill those audit requests. And by using digital release of information, we're able to automate 80% of those requests, where they never have to be touched by a staff member. So you're able to reduce the provider abrasion. You're able to reduce the amount of time and energy it takes for those providers to accomplish those tasks. So it's an employee satisfaction benefit on the physician side, and it's a cost saver for the physicians.
Makes a lot of sense the way you laid it all out there in a pretty comprehensive but succinct fashion. So, Kevin, really appreciate your time today.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for the invite, and I look forward to talking to you guys again.
Absolutely. I also want to thank our podcast sponsor, PsyOx. You can tune to more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com/podcasts.